Okay, you got a lot to do today. Genesis.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
I know.
The tribe of Levi. If you know it, you can say it. Not Levitations. Levite. Genesis, Exodus,
Leviticus.
Yep.
Deuteronomy.
Joshua. Judges. Ruth.
First and Second Samuel.
First and Second Chronicles.
Yep.
Esther.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah.
Esther.
Job.
Psalms.
Proverbs.
Ecclesiastes.
Song of
Solomon.
Yep.
Jeremiah.
Lamentations.
Ezekiel.
Daniel.
Hosea.
Amos.
Yep. Hosea, Joel, Amos. Obadiah.
Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Nahum.
Nahum. Yep.
Habakkuk.
Habakkuk, yep. Yeah. Zephaniah.
Haggai.
Remember the song. Zephaniah, Haggai. What's John the Baptist's daddy's name? Starts with a Z.
Zekun? No.
Zechariah. Mm-hmm.
Malachi.
Yes.
Genesis.
Exodus. Leviticus. Numbers.
Deuteronomy.
Joshua.
Order.
Judges.
First and Second Samuel.
First and Second Kings.
First and Second Chronicles.
Ezra.
Nehemiah.
Esther.
Job.
Job, yeah. Nope. Job. Hymn book of the Bible. We say one every time you come to church. Starts with a P. Psalms.
Proverbs.
Yes. Yep.
Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah. Isaiah, Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Flaming wheel in the sky. Not journey. That's for you. Nobody else would get that. Everyone else is too young.
Oh, thanks.
That's now. Just as much for me as it is for you.
Ezekiel.
Yep.
Daniel. Mm-hmm. Hosea.
Joel.
Amos. Obadiah.
Jonah. Nay.
Nahum.
Yep. Yep.
Zephaniah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Haggai?
Yep.
Zechariah.
Malachi.
Good, good. All right. No. I'm not going to do anything else because we have catechism this time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like the words of somebody who forgot that there was catechism today. Okay, good. Remember, we'll do it together because I am a teacher abounding in steadfast love and mercy. And if you can say it together, we'll consider that a success. If you have trouble, we'll keep working on it. If it's obvious you don't know it, then the next week, everyone has to do it by themselves. What is baptism?
Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water
included in
God's command
and
God's word.
And what with God's word?
Combined.
Let's do that again. What is baptism?
Baptism is not not just plain water, but it is the water included
in God's command and combined with
God's word.
Good.
I forgot the catechism.
Don't forget it next week. The longer that you forget or don't work on it, the more difficult it gets.
I was more focused on the Old Testament and my terms.
Well, let me tell you something, son. You've got the Old Testament down pat. So every week is just adding more catechism on to what you were supposed to know. So you must do it. What is baptism? It is not just plain water, which means I'm not just splashing you with water, but it is the water, which means there is water there. You are getting wet, and I am putting water on you. It's just not the only thing that's happening. It is a special kind of water. Why? What's special about it? Because it's
Because
it's, I'm not asking you any questions that that you don't already know the answers to. Right in the catechism, water that is
holy.
Yes, okay, it's combined with God's word. And it is included in God's what? It's not just plain water, but it is the water included, Emma? Included in God's?
Yes,
yeah, but I called on you.
Hi.
It's good to be the teacher. Cameron.
In God's command?
Yes, included in God's command. So, excuse me, what is that word of God? This is for next time. So you see the way the catechism works, it's always questions. What is baptism? Well, I'll tell you what baptism is. Baptism is not just any old plain water that you get out of the tap. It is a special water because it's a water that's included in God's command and combined with God's word. But what is that command of God and what word is that? That's what you have for next week. Well, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What's the command? Go make disciples. How do you make disciples? By baptizing and teaching. And what is the word that the water is combined with? Do I just go like this with the font when I have a baby? Splash, splash, splash. Hey, baptized! Or do I say something? What do I say, Mason? I baptize you
in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Correct. That's the word that the water is attached to. There's the command, which is also a promise, because the Lord says, go and do this, and this is what's going to happen when you do this. And when you do it, make sure that it's not just regular old water, but it's water that's combined with my word. And here's what it is. What makes water holy? When you go into church and there's the baptismal font right there when you walk in and it's full of water, is that water holy? Yes, it is holy. What makes it holy, Memphis?
Because it washes away sin.
Well, that's what baptismal water does, yes. But how many times do we get baptized?
Once.
Why is it there and then? And why do people dip their fingers in and make the sign of the cross? Leela, why is it holy? What makes it holy? Combined with God's word. The word of God makes it holy. Okay? Questions about that? 10 minutes a day. And now you know how it's going to go with the catechism. And then when we go downstairs at the end of class and we do our closing worship, now the catechism is going to be a part of that too. We haven't had a catechism to do yet, but now we do. So when we go back downstairs, all of you together, this class and Carolyn's class, are going to have the catechism and you're going to say it. So you're going to work on it at home and then you're going to say it here for me and as a part of our service, and that will help you to remember it all. Okay. Term quiz, number one. The first man whom God created from the dust of the earth. And I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me what this man's name means. Number two. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is the one true and living God. Number three, rebellion against God. Rebellion against God. Number four, the first five books of the Bible that are written by the prophet Moses. I'll give you 1 point for each name you can give me, not of the books, but of the title of the combination of the books. What is that group of books called? Those first five books of the Bible. And lastly, number five. The sinful condition or nature that is a part of every human being. And this nature is passed on from a father to his children at the time of conception. It's because of this condition that all are enemies of God, sinners, and born spiritually dead. What is the name of this condition? Okay, do you need me to repeat any? You know them all well. Yes, Emma? What does the man's name mean? Do you need me to repeat the term too? Okay. Let me make sure that that's the right one. Yep, that's the right one. The first man whom God created from the dust of the earth. And your bonus question is, what does his name mean? And I'm going to give you some advice. And my advice is, don't think too hard about it. Anybody else need me to repeat one? Going once. Going twice. Okay, the bidding has closed. All right. Leela, what is number one?
Adam
is correct. And what does his name mean, Leela? No, that's not what it means. Memphis?
Means man.
It just means man. Yep, you thought about it too hard. Yeah. Yeah, it just means man. All right, number two, Sophie.
The Holy Trinity.
Number two is the Holy Trinity, yes.
I put the Word of God.
The Word of God is incorrect. The Word of God is not the union of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Word of God is what, Cameron? The name of the what? Or of the who?
Name of the Father?
No. I've done this 2 weeks in a row, Cameron. The Word is the name of the...
Son?
Son. The Word became flesh. Who is the Word? The
Son
of God, yes. The Holy Trinity is all three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
That equals one.
Right. Yeah, that equals one God. Three persons, but one God. And that is the only true and living God. There is only one God, and that is the triune God. Okay? Number three.
Sin.
Sin is correct. Sin is a rebellion against God's word. You can say that sin is saying no thank you to God, in a way.
It's unbelief.
It is unbelief. It turns away from his word and says, I will do better myself, thank you. Number four, Emma.
Pentateuch, Torah, Law, Moses.
Yes, very good. The Pentateuch, which is the official term, is Pentateuch. Penta means what?
Five.
How many books are there?
Five.
Pentateuch. First five books. That's right. It is also the Torah, which is Hebrew. Do you know what Torah means? It means the law. And these are also written by Moses, which means they are the law of Moses. Okay, so it is the law, it is the Torah, it is the Pentateuch, and it is the law of Moses. You can have 1 point for each of those if you wrote any of them down. No, that's why I said not the names of the books, the names of the collection of the books. All right, Cameron, what's number five?
I put original sin.
You put down the correct answer, young man. Original sin. What's the difference between sin and original sin, Memphis?
Sin is the rebellion against God.
I mean, yes, you're giving me the right definitions, but I want you to tell me what the difference is in your own words. That's why your own words matter. Because this isn't just about learning what the book says. Somebody else, tell me, what's the difference between original sin and sin? Or we would call it actual sin. You can be super smart if you talk about original sin or actual sin. Leela.
Original sin is where most people do it, and then sin is where?
No. Sin is, according to the book, rebellion against God. Original sin is the condition of your nature. So that's why sin is also called actual sin, because you actually do it. If you steal a pack of gum from the grocery store, you actually did something. And what you did was a sin. That's sin. But why do you sin, Memphis? Because of your condition, and your condition is... What's your condition? What is your sinful condition? What's the name of that, Leela?
What's the name of it?
What's the name of your condition, your sinful condition? It's one of the terms.
Sin.
Nope, sin is when you do something.
Original sin.
Original sin is your condition. So here's how I want you to think about it, okay? Sin is like a disease. So let's pretend you have a cold, okay? You have a cold. When you sneeze, is the sneeze your cold? Is the sneeze the cold? So that when you sneeze, then the cold is out of your body because you sneezed it out. No. Why do you sneeze?
Because of the cold.
Because of the cold. How do you know you have a cold? Because you sneeze. So the sneezing that you do because you have a cold is because you have a cold. If you didn't have the cold, you wouldn't sneeze like that. And how do you know that you have the cold? Because you're sneezing, and all of the sneezing tells you that you have a cold. That's called a side effect. What is a side effect?
Sneezing.
of my cold. A side effect is that I am sneezing. There are other words for it too. But that's just one of them. So the sneeze is not the cold. The sneeze is just the actual thing. You do something because of your cold, and that is you sneeze. But deeper down, you have a condition, which is that you are sick, and your sickness causes other things to happen to you, other ailments, like a fever, or a stuffy nose, or a sneeze. Your condition, that is your original sin, something that's deeper down in you. And everything else is a symptom. That's a better word than side effect. A symptom. How do you know? Let's check the symptoms. Do you have the chicken pox? Cameron, do you have the chicken pox?
No.
How do you know?
Because I don't feel bad.
And you don't have?
Cooties.
Oh, no, you definitely have cooties. No, you don't have?
A cold.
What does the chicken pox look like? Does anybody know? Emma.
Spots.
Yeah, little red spots. Do you have little red spots all over you?
No, but well, I have cooties.
Oh.
No, cooties is what boys and girls have, and that's why you stay away from girls, Cameron. You don't like girls because girls have cooties, and girls don't like you because you have cooties. They're little bugs. They're little bugs, Cameron, and they're all over you. Stay away from him, girls. He's got cooties. Okay? So the little red spots are the symptom of chicken pox. How do you know that you have the chicken pox? Because you have little red spots. How does Cameron know he doesn't have the chicken pox? Because he doesn't have a bunch of little red spots all over him, but he does have cooties. So, which is that's a different thing, Cameron. Oh boy. I can't help you there. Okay? The little red spots are not the chicken pox. It's what the chicken pox do to you. Your original sin is that disease that's in you. What it does to you is it makes you want to sin, and then it causes you to sin. So when you go steal the package of gum from the store, that's an actual thing. That is a symptom. I have done something bad. But why did I do something bad? Because I'm sick. Why did I sneeze? Because I'm sick. Why do I have little red spots all over me? Because I'm sick. So what do we worry about? Making sure you have your medicine. Which means we're not only going to treat your symptom or your side effect, which is your sneeze or your little red bumps or your actual sin. We also have to go down deeper and treat the cold or the chicken pox or the original sin. What's the best medicine for original sin?
Baptism.
Yeah. Well, Jesus. But you're right, because then the question is, and how does Jesus give you your medicine? Where is the medicine of Jesus? And that's in the sacraments. Okay. But in this case, specifically baptism. Okay. Does that make sense? Between the difference between original sin and actual sin, or just sin. Does that make sense? Do you all understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just think about it like a bug, like an illness, because that's what it is. Symptoms versus the real thing. Here's a great example. If I have a cold and I have a cough because of my cold, and then I take cough medicine, is my cough medicine that's going to make my cold better?
No.
No. What's it going to make better?
Cough.
Just the cough. But I have a cough because I have a cold. So the cough medicine is only helping me with one little thing that the cold is causing, but it's not actually solving the cold. Got it? Memphis.
So, in my mind, let's say sin is telling me what it is, but then original sin is you doing it?
Mm-mm. Opposite. Sin, or actual sin, is you doing it because it's actual. It's actually happening. It actually looks like something.
That's what I said. Isn't it?
You hadn't flip-flopped. Sin is doing it. Original sin is you wanting to do it and being open to doing it. Now, if you don't want to do it and you're not open to do it and you hate sin and you never want to do another sin, then that's fine. But the problem is you do. You kind of want to sin. There are things that are fun to do. And then there are things that in your head you know you shouldn't do, but you still do. So that's original sin. It's your disease. And then because of your disease, you have actual sin, which is that you actually rebel against God. Okay? All right, Genesis chapter 4. Who asked me last week if Adam and Eve had any kids? That was you. Well, here's your answer. Sophie. Can you get a what? Come on, Cameron. What's the matter with you? Huh? A book. Oh, a Bible? Do you have a Bible at your house? Well, I think you've done this enough times that you know.
I promise I'll bring it next week.
Okay, careful what you promise, though, because I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to take a point off your term quiz next time if you break your promise.
Okay, I will promise.
That's too late. You already made the promise. Can't go back on a promise.
I'll put it in my bag right as I get home.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll see tomorrow. I'm going to make a note so I don't forget. Oh, wait. Can I borrow your pen? I didn't ask what anybody got on their term quiz, and I need to know that. Mason.
Four.
Four? Mm-hmm. Cameron.
Three.
Emma.
Eight.
It's that Pentateuch. I'm never going to do that one with those bonus questions again. Those are just free points I'm throwing at you. Leela.
Three.
Sophie.
Four.
Memphis.
Six.
Thank you, Emma. If I don't keep track of these, we don't know who gets the bragging rights. So we got to make sure I write them down. Okay, Genesis chapter 4, we'll go clockwise today. Now, Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain. What does it mean to know? Memphis. You can say they were being a husband and a wife.
They were being a husband and a wife.
Very good, Memphis.
Thank
good,
you.
Good use of words.
I was just going to say, they know it.
They had relations. They were being a husband and a wife and doing what husbands and wives do.
I didn't know how I could put that in a sentence without saying, well, it's just because they know.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. Knowing, Adam knowing Eve, doesn't mean they just went and did what a husband and a wife do. That's not just what it means. It means more than that. It's kind of like back before they fell into sin, they were clothed or unclothed?
Unclothed.
Unclothed, and they were?
Not ashamed.
Not ashamed. They knew each other. Deeply. There wasn't anything that was hidden one from the other.
Oh, and they ate the tree of knowledge. They gave more knowledge, so they were ashamed of themselves.
They were ashamed of what they had done, so they were ashamed of themselves, so they covered themselves. But now they are a husband and a wife, and they know each other again. That's what a husband and a wife do. They know each other. I know my wife better than anybody knows her, even her own parents. And she knows me better than anybody else knows me, even my own parents, because a husband and a wife know each other on a very, 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 very deep level, which includes knowing each other to the point where they behave like a husband and a wife behave. So it's not just that they did that, but doing that is a part of knowing each other as a husband and a wife. And she conceived and bore Cain, her firstborn son. And she said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. And maybe your Bible has it a little bit better, which is, I have begotten a man, that is, the Lord.
We got the same book, so...
I know.
Me too.
Oh, that's right. Almost all of us do have the same book. I think Sophie's the one who would have it differently. Not like us. Not like us. Yeah, you're going to bring your Bible next time, aren't you? Oh, it's too easy. Okay, so she, what does she think about this son of hers? Well, think about what the Lord told her, or really told the serpent last week.
She doesn't like him?
No. What's the proto-evangelion? Remember that? Genesis 3:15, the proto-evangelion? There will be enmity between your seed and her seed.
Oh.
And he will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. That's a promise about who? Who is the seed of the woman?
Eve?
No. Eve is the woman. Who is the seed of the woman?
Man.
Which man? Emma. Jesus is the seed of the woman because it's a woman who gives birth. That's a virgin. The seed of the woman means a virgin birth. Okay. So she thinks, I have acquired a man from the Lord, or that's not the best translation. The best translation says, I have begotten a man who is the Lord. So she thinks that the son whom she has is the seed of the woman that the Lord promised. So she believes in the Lord's words, doesn't she? She has faith, and she says, now here it is, the Lord promised that the seed of the woman, this promised son, would come, and that his head, or he would crush the head of the serpent.
Oh, yeah, that's what it said. He thought he was going to be the one to bruise the serpent's head.
Well, she thinks that he will be.
It said in the term that he thought.
That Cain thought he would be?
I think it said that in the term.
Cain says something different, but you didn't need to know that for today, so you were working ahead.
What do you mean? That's what the term said. I thought we had to do a whole new term page.
No, you don't have to do the whole page. I just give you some of them.
I did the whole thing.
Eve thought, well, good for you. Hey, you see everybody? Memphis did the whole page. Maybe we should do another term quiz.
No. Well, I thought because we were getting a whole new set of terms again, so I thought I had to do...
Not the whole page. You just have to do the terms that... See, the book will tell you which ones to learn. Like today, you only have four. These are just the four to do. And I'll tell you at the end, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, look, Eve thought that he was the promised seed.
And he'll say, like, we're having four terms.
Yeah, now. I'll tell you which ones. So, verse 2. Then...
Next to you, I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Yell at me. Yell it to me.
Then she brought...
Is that how you yell? No, pretend I'm Brian and I just whooped you at Super Smash Brothers. And I didn't even let you get an attack. I just kept hitting you and hitting you.
Yell.
Now,
that's
and now.
What he does.
Well, put your anger in it, Emma. Read it to me like that.
Well, I can't get
there. You go.
Yeah, there.
Come
you
on,
go.
Speak like that.
Just like that. Yeah. Good. Then?
Then she brought...
Bore. Yeah, what does it mean that she bore again, Emma?
Had another child.
She had another baby.
Then she bore again. This time, his brother.
Yep. Abel. Yep.
Now, Abel was... keeper of the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But Cain was a
tiller
of the ground.
Yes. So what's Abel's job, Memphis?
He keeps the sheep rounded up, so he's like a sheep boy.
He's a shepherd.
Shepherd, yeah. He's a shepherd. And somebody else, tell me, what is Cain's job, Cameron?
Tilling the ground.
What does that mean, though?
It means like you...
What does it mean to say somebody is a tiller of the ground?
The farm?
Yeah, he's a farmer. Mm-hmm. Abel's a shepherd, Cain's a farmer. Verse 3.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that...
Cain brought the offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and the fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering.
But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is this offering? What's going on here, Memphis? What is it that they're doing? What is the offering?
They're offering...
I'm not asking what they're offering up. I'm asking what are they doing? What is the offering?
They're giving to the Lord.
Yes. Why?
In respect for him? Or...
No, there's something very, very particular that's happening here. What happens in the Old Testament, Emma? I mean, we're in the Old Testament, but what happens so often in the, let's say, the tabernacle and in the temple? What happens? What do they have to do? What do they have to do? Sophie, what do they have to do? They have to make a... Mason.
Sacrifice.
Yes, Mason, a sacrifice. That's what this was. What did you think it was?
I don't know.
Come on. Yeah, well, they have to kill an animal. That's a sacrifice.
That sounds more like a colt.
Well, no, not exactly. And we'll get there right now, actually. Remember that God clothed Adam and Eve. But what did he have to do to clothe them, Memphis?
He had to make a sacrifice.
He did. Some animal had to die so that God could take its skins to give to Adam and Eve.
It was me last week and I said human.
That's right, you did. And I thought of Buffalo Bill. That's another one just for you. Yes, so he takes the skin of the animal, but then what does he do with the rest of the animal? See? What does he do? Doesn't eat it. He shows them how to make a sacrifice. What is the price of sin? Memphis.
The price of sin
is
death.
Yep.
Okay.
You have to pay for sin with blood. There, you pay with the lifeblood. So, if you want to atone for sin or ask for the forgiveness of sins, how do you pay for your forgiveness of sins?
Blood. Sacrifice.
With blood, which means you make a sacrifice. Adam and Eve find out in the garden what they have done because God kills an animal. And then he shows them, this is now what you have to do. And Adam, daddy, teaches his sons, this is what you have to do. Now what is the difference between Cain's offering and Abel's offering? Memphis.
Abel's offering was... Cain was offering fruit.
Yes. Cain was offering fruit.
He brought the firstborn of his flock and their fat, which would be an animal, like a sheep.
Yes, and if it says and their fat, it means that he did what with the animal? He killed it, which means that he shed blood.
So
there's a blood price. Did Cain sacrifice an animal?
No.
No, he did not. Did he maybe bring the best of what he had?
Maybe.
Maybe he did. It doesn't say. He just said that he brought a tenth of what he had. He brought his offering. And the thing is, though, what is the price for sin? Is fruit going to cover it?
No.
No, it isn't. Blood. What is it? It's only blood. Only blood can do it. So does the Lord accept Cain's offering?
No.
No, because he gave him the wrong thing. He said, this isn't going to do it. It's just not going to cut it. The only thing, literally the only thing, is blood. Memphis. And by the way, that's what the Lord says when he says, the day you eat of it, you will die. Which means if you want to keep living, that is, you live in the forgiveness of sins, something else has to die. Now there's death, and now death has to happen. You put your sins on something else, and you have to kill it, and that's how you're going to stay alive, but something has to die. Now, go.
Okay, I had a question.
Mm-hmm, go.
Why didn't Cain just make another sacrifice, or could he only make one?
Well, he didn't want to. He's angry. He's not going to do it again. Why didn't he just do it right the first time? What's the problem with Cain?
Maybe he's too scared to kill an animal?
Definitely not. verse 6, we'll continue. Leela.
I already know what he does.
So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry and why has your...
countenance. Do you know what a countenance is? Memphis?
Faith and hope?
No, countenance is sort of what you look like. So if I go like this, you can tell that I'm... happy because of my countenance, what I am like and what my face looks like. But if I'm like this,
you're mad.
Mad and maybe a little.
When he's sad.
And a little.
Angry.
Yeah, jealous,
when
angry.
So when he was giving God his offering, he thought God will accept it, so when he's happy. But when God rejected what he wanted to give to God, he
yes.
was upset.
Yes, and that's the ticket right there. God rejected what Cain wanted to give to God.
What Cain wanted, not what Cain, God needed.
Right. Cain wanted to give to God. But God has already said, this is what it has to be.
And Adam already told him.
And Adam tells them, this is how it has to be. The Lord tells them in the garden, this is how it has to be. Cain didn't do it. He might have offered a whole lot of really great fruit, but it's not the right price. It's like going to the store and them saying, this pack of gum is going to cost $1, and you saying, don't worry, I've got this, I've got 10 acorns. That'll do it. And then getting angry at them when they tell you, I can't sell you that pack of gum for 10 acorns. Yes?
Shoot, what was I going to say? So does Adam and Eve, since they can live, if they make a sacrifice to God, do they know what's right from wrong?
They know some right from wrong now, yes.
Wait, why don't they know all of it?
Do you know it all?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I don't.
Because you have original sin. You know better than you did because you're baptized, but you don't know everything. Okay, we've got to keep going. And verse 7, if you do well... Okay. That's you, Memphis.
Yeah, I know, I was looking for... If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
Yes, you should rule over it. Sin desires you, but you should rule over it. You should do better. Now Cain.
Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother.
So he's definitely not afraid to kill an animal.
I knew when I said that, I went, oh, well.
Yep. So here's the thing, okay? Did Cain do well?
No,
obviously not, because the Lord said, if you do well, you will be accepted. But you weren't accepted, which means you didn't do well. Cain gave what he wanted. Cain gave what he thought would be good.
Not what God wanted.
Right. That's the big thing. Do you see? That's exactly what just happened last week. God said, don't eat the fruit. It's not good for you right now.
And they
determined that it was good. Remember, when it looked good to them, they decided. Well, God is saying again, okay, I still want to take care of you, but now it has to be this way because of what you've done. There are consequences. And Cain says, I'm going to do what I think is best. And then he is angry when it didn't work out.
It's now, at school, you have to do what the teacher says you.
Well,
and
sure.
I mean,
just don't, you know, walk with your teacher and by, you know.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it is almost like school. You have to do their way, not your way. And when you try to do their way, they will tell you that you must do their way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get angry.
Yes, so...
But you don't kill them.
Right. So this is called... What Cain's problem is called self-righteousness.
Which is jealousy.
Not exactly jealousy, but it's the attitude. Self-righteousness is different than like the righteousness of Christ, because you say, I can do it myself. I'll be the one to do it. I can figure this out. I know what's best for me. And that's all about the self, self-righteousness. Okay, that's his big problem. So he kills his brother. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? Does the Lord know? Yes, he does. Remember last week when he said, where are you? It's not because he doesn't know, Cameron.
Is he just like playing along?
He's not playing. He's trying to get...
them to confess.
To confess. What have you done? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? What's the answer to that question? Mason, is he his brother's keeper?
No.
Let me ask you, are you your sister's keeper?
If my parents aren't home.
Are you your sister's keeper? What does it mean to be a big brother if you have a little sister? Is it your job to look after her and to protect her? Yeah, because you are her keeper. Cain says, what am I? His keeper? What do I look like? And the Lord thinks, well, you know,
you
funnily enough, you are actually Memphis.
Technically, aren't they only babies? They were just born.
No. Time is passing a little quickly.
Well, he could have said...
They're telling you they had these two boys. And then the boys grew up, and Abel became a shepherd, and Cain became a...
So Seth is born way later.
Yes. So here's the deal. Is Cain old enough to know better?
No. Yes.
Yes, because he's now a grown-up, and he's lived his whole life being raised by his daddy, showing him how to make sacrifices. He knows... how it's supposed to go, and he just decided he wasn't going to do it that way. So the Lord said, verse 10.
Oh.
Well, you're next in line.
And he said, what have you done? The
voice
of your brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Abel's voice cries out to the Lord from the ground. What does it demand of the Lord? Why is it crying out? Why does the Lord say that? What does it want?
Help?
Yes, or... kind of. You're on the right track.
Maybe either...
Let me...
Maybe it's like an anger?
Well, kind of, yes. You're on the right track still. Let me pose it to you this way. Sophie... if your jerk of a younger sister messes around with your stuff, what do you want to happen to her?
I want her to be punished.
You want her to be punished. And what would we call that? If someone stole your... oh, shoot. If someone stole your parents' car, and then your parents found them and found their car, would it be enough that they said, oh, we'll just take our car back and leave you alone? No. What would they want? They'd want that car stealer to go to jail. What is that called?
Punishment.
Mm.
Disappointment.
Mm.
Reporting?
Mm.
Get better.
Mm. Starts with a J.
What
was
it? Say it again.
Justice. Oh. It's called justice.
As you put your hand in, I'm like, justice.
Yes, I'm hammering the point home. Abel's blood says, he killed me, Lord. What are you going to do about this? Look at this. I'm dead.
That's my body.
I want justice. Do something, Lord. Do something. Justice. That's what the blood demands. So now, I'll finish. To Cain, he says, so now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened up its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. Is that a good thing to be hidden from the face of God?
No.
No. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him.
Wait.
So the Lord marks Cain to protect him, because even though Cain killed his brother, the Lord still loves him, and the Lord will still take care of him. But does Cain still get punished for his sin?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Now, here's the thing. Who does Abel point ahead to? Let me give you some of the things that happened to Abel. Shepherd was killed. Blood cries out to the Father. Who does that make you think of?
Jesus.
Abel points ahead to Jesus. And where Abel's blood cries out for justice, what does Jesus' blood cry out for? Mercy to the people. That's why you are covered in the blood of Jesus. Because then you walk up and the Lord sees the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus goes, no, give mercy to this person, give mercy. And the Lord says, okay, for the blood that's on you, I give you mercy. Abel is the person of, is a type of Jesus. A type is something that looks sort of like, but isn't, and points ahead. Memphis?
But it's no better just to kill that person. I mean, he deserves punishment, but it's no better to just kill somebody after they... I mean, I understand you want justice, but it doesn't make it any better if you kill him.
Well, the Lord is the one who says what justice is. And this is the justice, the judgment that he has for Cain. Now, who does Cain represent? Or not represent, but kind of point to?
A serpent?
Well, the work of the serpent.
Evil?
Satan. If you think about who sin. Abel points to, the type, Jesus, who is put to death, somebody has to put him to death. Who puts Jesus to death? You. Cain, then, is the type of man who turns against the Lord and puts him to death. Okay? Now, we've got to quick do your terms, then we've got to go downstairs. Now, Memphis, do you have your book with you?
Yeah.
Your yellow book?
Yeah.
Okay, go get your yellow book, and I will show you what you need to learn.
I like how I didn't know this, Pastor, but how Jesus is represented in the Old Testament.
You can't read anything in the Bible without it pointing to Jesus.
I know, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Okay.
Go to the very back. You said G2, yeah? So look at G2. First, actually do this. So when you look at your lesson, today's lesson 4, Old Testament terms, Cain, Abel, Seth, Enoch. These are the ones to know.
And where is the thing, so I learned by heart, or what the...
The catechism?
It's in the catechism?
It's right here. So learn by heart. The sacrament of holy baptism.
Which is out of the word.
So that's for next week. This is what was for this week. So learn by heart tells you what to learn. The terms tell you what terms to study.
Oh, so we have to go in the catechism.
Yes.
Okay.
So your terms are Cain, Abel, Seth, who is the third born son, and his lineage is the one that who comes from?
Adam.
Jesus. And then Enoch, who is somebody in Adam's genealogy who walked with God.
And with the death of the Jew.
And then he was taken up. He was the only man that did not die. Okay? No, you're moving on. Which are these words?
Okay.
And that's all in your book, too. Don't forget your Bible next time, Sophie, because I won't forget.
Yes.
And then which one do we do for our catechism?
Which is that word of God? It's all in the book. It'll tell you where it is. It's the second question.
So this.
Yes.
We're going to be on lesson four. Right?
We just finished lesson four. Yep.
Wait,
so. Yep. So all of the terms and the learn by heart that are listed there are what to learn for next week.
Okay.
I.